Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. All right, let's dive into this week's tech rundown. First up, if you're running WordPress sites, time to double check your security. That popular anti-spam plugin you've been relying on? Yeah, it might be doing more harm than good. Turns out it's got some vulnerabilities that could let attackers compromise your site. So if you haven't already, it's time to review your entire WordPress security stack. Speaking of security, Russian hackers are at it again. They're exploiting 0 days in Firefox and Windows. If you haven't patched your systems yet, drop everything and do it now. Seriously, this isn't the kind of shit you want to procrastinate on. On the hardware front, NVIDIA is about to drop their new Blackwell chips. These bad boys are several times more powerful than the current gen and should be shipping in the next couple of months. We're talking massive AI superclusters here, folks. If you're into machine learning or AI, you might want to start budgeting for an upgrade. In a move that's raising some eyebrows, Uber's now hiring gig workers for AI projects. They're recruiting contractors globally for large-scale annotation tasks. Looks like the gig economy is coming for coders, too. Make of that what you will. Now let's talk tools. First up is Ant Design X, an AI-driven interface builder. It's got 1.2K stars on GitHub, and the last commit was just 2 days ago. If you want to give it a spin, just npm install AntDX and you're good to go. Next, we've got Screenshot to Code. This nifty little tool converts screenshots to HTML, Tailwind, React, or Vue. It's blowing up on GitHub with 3.5.5K stars. To use it, just npm install and npm run dev. Last commit was 3 days ago, so it's actively maintained. Our repo of the week is the Nexa SDK from NexaAI. This is a comprehensive toolkit for GGML and ONX models. It supports text and image generation, vision language models, audio language models, ASR, and TTS. They've recently added support for quantized models and improved error handling. If you want to check it out, there's a code snippet on our site showing how to use it for text generation. And finally, here's a dev shower thought to leave you with. Every time you write a Toto comment, you're really writing a probably underscore won't underscore do comment. Let's be honest, we've all been there. Remember, all the code snippets and links mentioned are available at compiler.io. Stay sharp, keep coding, and don't forget to patch your systems. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.